Abraham, can I ask a second really important question?
Yes.
This was actually my first, and the other one got in the way. 3.5 years ago, I grew up in a small town, and drugs were very prominent in my circle of friends. And I've always been fairly self-sufficient and been able to stay away from the peer pressures. And so about 3.5 years ago, out of my own curiosity and just wanting to experience what they're experiencing, I tried probably about 80% of the drugs that were in the marketplace. And I'm not talking prescription drugs. And we were sitting down with some of my friends here on the cruise. There's about 16 of us. And one of them asked me, said, "Darren, you know, what's one of the biggest awakenings you ever had?" And that didn't pop into my brain until this morning. And I realized that experiencing what a drug does to somebody, how it was just so, I mean, I know why there's drug addicts now. It was just so uplifting, believe it or not, and brought me into this place of love that I had never experienced in my life, wanting to just go talk to random people and just love everything about them. And not in an out of control state either, in a very controlled state. That really raised the bar for me in my life. And I said, okay, my new mission now is to be of that vibration, sober all the time. And I've always sought to do that. And so it's one of the best experiences. What do you say about that? Like, what, you know, how does a drug do that to us? And how come we're not always of that vibration? And is it telling us something about where we should be?
Well, it's the intentionality that you held in the participation with it has a lot to do with the experience that you had. First, let us say that anything that you participate within chemically that adjusts your perception of where you stand does cause an allowance of who you are to be your more vivid experience. In other words, it was an experience of induced releasing of resistance. Right. Now, the reason that we are not encouraging induced releasing of resistance is because you can't maintain, because the physiology of your body will acclimate to whatever you give it. And so as your body acclimates to it, then it demands that in order to have that then releasing of resistance again, you have to keep upping the quantity of what you are inducing to the point that it is then eventually extremely detrimental to your physical apparatus. And so the best part about this experience is that it helped you to understand. We can hear your beeper, can you? The best part about having an experience like that is that it brings you to this awareness of what the possibilities are. In other words, what you experienced was a conscious awareness of the absence of resistance. And we are not pushing against that experience through drugs, because as you said, it gave you something that was real to know to reach for. Yeah. We just think that when you are able to achieve it because of your deliberately applied alignment with Source, that then and only then are you really in conscious control of your own experience.
Right.
Jerry talks about a friend who, a big dog pushed him over in the park one day and he fell back and he hit his head and he expressed all of the truths of the universe. And when he said, "Write this down." And when it was over, the people that were around him, he asked them what he had said and none of it had made any sense. But to him, in other words, he achieved vibrational alignment with that broader perspective. So the best of all worlds is to have the variety and contrast help you to identify what you want and then pay attention to your guidance and bring yourself into alignment with what that is. And then to stand in that new vantage point, which is also contrast that parlays you into a new place and into a new place and into a new place. You said something. You talked about it as it was a sort of controlled experience. You believe that it was a conscious experience. In other words, you were conscious. You felt it. It was real, and it was. Yeah. But we want you to hear us and feel us when we say that when you have lived life and expanded into your vibration, vibrational escrow, and then you've deliberately come into alignment, and then you've lived life and you've expanded into your vibrational escrow, and then you've deliberately come into alignment with it. You can experience the ecstasy of all of that high vibration at the same time that you have conscious control, real conscious control of it. And there is no better experience in all of life, physical or non-physical, than that. To be physically focused and in vibrational alignment with the energies as far as you have taken them, to tap in to the vibrational escrow that not only you, but others like you have been contributing for eons, to be the source that you are and still focused in this time-space reality. It just does not get any better than that. And feel the difference. Feel how you could get spacey on some drug and you could no longer feel your pain and you could maybe have a sense of clarity. But feel the difference between not only feeling no pain, but feeling the ecstasy and the joy of that which is really you. In other words, to have your hands on, to be source energy and to be tactile, to be visceral, to be physical, and to have that source pulsing through you. That's what you were describing through that drug-induced experience. And the vibration-induced experience is a thousandfold of that.
Great. Thank you.
That's indeed.